This is head coach Paula Kruger of the Northern State University Wolves, and you're listening to Wolves Basketball on Hub City Radio. Go Wolves!
That's the voice of one head coach Paula Kruger, and I said I'm not ending this broadcast until we talk with head coach Kruger, because there's so many people back out in the Hub City that want to hear from you and your two cents and everything else like that. And I don't know, maybe we need to talk to the mayor of town, Travis Shoneman, to say make Monday a holiday in Aberdeen to keep everyone down here. But coach, great win for you guys here today against a really good USF squad. You win by 14. What's your opening thoughts from this one?
First, I just want to give props to Sioux Falls and Coach Trap Hagen. They're an unbelievable team, and you got to pick your poison. And we felt as a staff that we could trade twos with a team, but we can't trade threes. And so we left our post on an island by themselves with Cammy Wadsworth. And I mean, she's good. And when you can't bring help because they shoot it too well, you saw the two or three times where we made mistakes and they got the three. But man, our defensive effort to keep them from knocking down threes was spot on. And I'm super proud of the kids. Wolves Nation, for everybody that traveled to Sioux Falls, you were unbelievable. For everybody back home that sent me text messages and reaching out to my team, you have no idea until you're on a floor playing in front of Wolves Country what you bring to our program, to our team, to us as a staff. For over 20 years of my life, I've experienced something at Northern Eastern, either as a player or a coach, and there's absolutely nothing like you. And so thank you doesn't seem like enough, but it's all I got today.
You know, broadcasters, coaches, players, it's such a cliche. Oh, we got the best fans in the world. At Northern, it's actually the truth. You know, it really is, isn't it?
Oh, 100%. There's nothing cliche about it. You don't travel the way that we do. I mean, you looked up there today, and that whole side was full.
Yeah.
It was maroon and white everywhere. And two suites that were completely full of people. And, like, you know, the people that were calling and texting that couldn't be here but were watching on TV, like, my brother and his three kids, and they're like, well, I'm taking off work tomorrow. And one of them is, do I have to go to school? Like, it's just, it's different, you know. So my other brother and his two kids, they don't want to go to school either.
Yeah.
And there's people that actually think about that. Like, well, I mean, it's just a day.
Just a day.
So we have it so good. And I hope that Wolves Country knows just how big a difference they make, because they turned the Pentagon into Walks Arena today.
Tough first half from Madeline Bragg. A couple quick fouls on her early. Really tough to stay mentally locked in for a game like that where you're not going to play in the rest of the first half. She comes back with 13 second half points. I mean, I thought that she just found a way to just lock right back in. That's a nice, impressive performance for a player that just kind of got all the wind taken out of her sails early.
Yeah, you know, so impressed with her toughness to be able to do that. I talked to her about, I don't know, we're going into the second quarter, and I said to her, I said, Mads, as long as we're rolling, I'm going to keep you here. I don't want to pick up a third. She's like, Coach, I'm good. I'm good here. Like, we're okay. Mm-hmm. And so that was big. But I think even greater than that was everybody saw, including our players, that we can do this with any five that are on the floor. And that's not to take anything away from what Maddie brings to the floor, because her presence is unbelievable. But Taylor Toole coming in and getting 10 minutes in the first half, and you know, the scoring that we were able to get from other people, and you see Elena pick up that, and I think all five starters were in double figures, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you just, that doesn't happen everywhere, and they didn't skip a beat. They were fine. Like, we got this, we're good.
This was very reminiscent of the first game against Sioux Falls from Elena Beneke. I mean, she went off. She had 24 and 10 that first half. She was white hot. Kind of similar today. You know, she missed that first three, and I've been saying kind of on the air, shooters, shoot. Just stay in it. You're going to miss shots. It's the way it goes. And she hit one. It was kind of like, all right, I can do this again. She had herself an incredible game today, didn't she?
She absolutely did. And the rebounding side of that, yeah, and the shots that she made, she had a couple turnovers. And I got on her for the turnovers, and then KB's like, Coach, but she's got 11 rebounds. I was like,
yeah,
oh, crap, my bad. Sorry about that. But she also knows that she's so versatile and handles the ball so well that, you know, we wanted to take care of it, and we had a chance to put ourselves up, and we turned it over three straight times, and we'd got three stops. And but credit to all of them. But man, Elena really played well today.
She sure did. A couple more here with head coach Paula Kruger on Fox Sports Aberdeen, 1420 and 98.5. I mean, we can talk about her every single time we're here inside the HKG Architecture Broadcasting booth. Talk about Rio. She's had an incredible career, but none better than today. Statistically speaking, 11 assists for her. That's a career high. I mean, she has kind of willed this team over the last, you know, handful of weekends, and she even said to you and you told me, you know, the quarterfinals aren't good enough. You know, we got to get this thing into the semis and the championship. She had herself another great day today, and what more can you say about her?
Without crying that much. She just has a, you know, the assistant, Carly Newman, came up to me before the game, and she's like, man, I just love to watch her play. I just don't want to watch her play against us. And I've heard that from so many people. Like, the game has slowed down for her so much. Like, she just controls the tempo all the time. And it doesn't mean that she plays mistake-free basketball, but our kids trust her with everything. Like, they don't even have any questions. Like, when she's playing, they just watch her play. They kind of let her cook. She's the stick that stirs the drink, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
She's the glue that holds us together when it comes to pace of play. She just, you know, I looked at her with 2 minutes and whatever left, and I said, Rio, and she's like, I got the clock, coach. Okay, I'll just go sit down and drink my water.
Well, tomorrow will be a new Wolves record. It'll be the most games ever played in a Northern State uniform for Rio tomorrow, so congratulations to her. And tomorrow, of course, on Monday, should be, again, a national holiday in the Hub City. Mayor Shoneman, if you're listening, just do the right thing. You know what to do. But my point is, CSP tomorrow, they're a good team. It's the grudge match. You beat them the first time. They beat you guys the second time. What's the outlook for the Golden Bears for the semifinals?
They're a really good team. I mean, Becker is so good on the inside, and Lydia Hawk is unbelievable at the point guard spot, and they've got some people that are just shooting it at a really good clip, and we're going to have to we're going to have to defend the arc again, and we're going to have to be able to eliminate some paint touches. And really what maybe is the most impressive is they play so fast. You don't even recognize how fast they're coming at you, and it sometimes takes a little time to settle into that. And it did take some time for us in Minneapolis to do that, and we're going to have to be better at that early. Like, we got to settle in a little bit quicker.
Was it the lasagna?
I think it was the lasagna. Christy Moore, but I think it was the ugly pan of lasagna. Because that's what I ate, and I felt pretty good all day.
Well, it looked pretty good out there today as well. Appreciate you doing this, Coach. Good luck on Monday against CSP, and congratulations to this point, and we'll see you tomorrow.
We'll be here. Tukes, appreciate you, my friend.
Likewise.